welcome to episode 186 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez, and with me this week, or this episode, is Gabe Philbin again.
Hello.
It's hey.
Great day.
Yeah.
Great.
What are we talking about today?
Mirror's Edge.
Mirror's Edge.
Catalyst.
Gabe's favorite game
ever.
Of all time.
Even the Flash game and the mobile game.
Are your favorites?
No one remembers those.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're good. The mobile game's like a kind of... it doesn't matter.
New
Mirror's Edge trailer, finally gameplay.
Yeah, last night, Gamescom, there's a Mirror's Edge gameplay trailer, 5 minutes.
At 1 a.m. our times, jerks.
Yeah.
Friggin' German.
What did you think?
I thought that's like one of the best trailers I've seen in a long time.
Really? Like,
how it shows the changes that they've been talking about of the different combat options, the new, like, adjusted movement, the, like, more lenient movement, and how it's easier to get into it, but there's still the challenge of, like, stringing it all together, like, fluidly. And I thought it showed all of that real well.
Hmm. Yeah.
There are some things I'm confused about, but that's just in comparison to the other game, mainly. But we'll get into that.
Just that they changed things?
Yeah. And what they're... Like, why did they change some things that they changed that seem really weird to change? Like, the name of Faith's dad.
They changed her dad's name?
Yeah.
Was that in the trailer?
No. There was a... they had a blog post about it today, too. About Faith and, like, her... Like, more backstory on Faith. So there's questions there that need answering.
So I feel like with this game, they're they're starting over more than anything. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah. It's not a prequel.
No, they said it's this is Mirror's Edge, but the first game is like a proof of concept now.
Okay.
It is fan fiction at this point. Sorry, Rihanna Pratchett. I wish you were back for this, though. I'm sorry.
Maybe this will be even better.
Maybe.
Yeah.
There's some things that she had questions about, too, that are a little confused. Like, how the city is handled. So, like, now it's all future. Like, it's crazy future. Ships are flying all over the place. There's airships. There's crazy subway train in the sky. Holograms. Whereas the first game was, like, future. Like, the cusp of the future.
Yeah.
It was like,
I think that the holograms and things in the air are more visually stimulating and add more variety to the skyline.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's a bad thing. It's just a change.
Yeah.
Where you look at how, like, buildings look in the first game and what that skyline looks like, I think they have the benefit in this one of showing it off at night, which they didn't really do too well in the first one.
Yeah.
But, like, the first one in the day, it's... Nothing is... I don't know. Like, nothing's neon. Like, nothing's lit up. There's a lot of color.
Yeah.
Like,
just primary colors all over.
But nothing is, nothing's shiny. Not nothing, but in the new one, everything is, like, fucking bright. There's ads everywhere. Like, there's a lot more, like, external personality to the buildings. Elysium is the main building of this gameplay bit. There's like that woman with headphones. There's like ads kind of like showing what people are looking for, as opposed to just the elevator, the scrolling elevator text.
Yeah, it's weird thinking about advertising in that world. Like, at least in the original game, it felt like there was no need for it because everything was just uniform. You weren't selling anything to anybody. It was just, this is how it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks like she's, at least in the gameplay clip, she's unraveling a conspiracy about what they're doing.
What they've said is Faith is like this carefree runner who is more... She doesn't really care about doing it for the money. She just likes to run around.
Okay.
But then what changes, why it's called Catalyst, is because she is the catalyst for change. This, and I'm guessing this is the thing that happened. And it's like human experimentation or something.
Well, we just watched also the E3 trailer where it looked like it was diving into her, like, her youth, right?
That was that's some questions I have there, too. So they've changed that as Effie. Well. I wonder how many times they will say Effie.
Please.
They didn't in the blog post today, they didn't mention her sister at all. So I was like, is she there? Is it still her sister? Because it sounds like she, like, calls for Kate in that E3 trailer when they're, like, little kids. But they haven't really said if Kate is back and, like, in what capacity. Because the family dynamic of the first game was, and, like, it elaborated in the comic, was Faith was close with her mom, and Kate was close to their dad. Her dad, Abraham, in the first game, Abraham Connors, was a big proponent of the November movement, which was just a anti-totalitarian like protest. Okay. And he got so sucked up in that he stopped paying attention to the family. Wife, all the kids felt neglected. And in one of the November riots, Faith's mom dies because, like, violence breaks out, all the riot squads, and Faith's mom dies. After that, her dad kind of just, like, shuts down, becomes deadbeat dad. Faith runs away at 16.
So where is this information, or is this just what the writer intended?
This is in the comic and in the game.
Is it in the game?
Not all of this is in the game. This is a combo of both.
Okay.
If you go into the game with, like, a fucking shovel and you're ready to dig into it deep, you can get some of this.
Mm-hmm.
But most of this is comic. Most of, like, the hard details are comic, and it's kind of, like, alluded to in the game. Rihanna Pratchett said the comic is pretty much what she wanted the story of the game to be, but didn't have time for that.
Huh.
So, what they changed in this one...
Yeah.
So, Faith ran away at 16 to become a runner. Or not to become, she broke into Merc's house, and then Merc was like, hey, I can do something with you. In this game, both of Faith's parents are dead.
Uh-huh.
Her dad in the first game is kind of just MIA. He shows up in the comic, but no one really... He's just kind of disappears. Both of them die in one of the riots. Faith kills someone at the riot.
Wait, is this the new one?
This is the new game, where both parents are dead. Her new dad, Martin, Martin Connors, and her mom is still named Erica. They didn't change her mom's name.
Okay.
Both of them are dead. They die in the riot. Faith kills someone in the riot. I'm guessing with a gun, and that's why she doesn't use guns.
Okay.
That's fine.
I mean, it's just...
And then she kind of falls into... She gets picked up... I think they said she gets saved by Noah, who is her tracker in this.
Okay.
And her old tracker was Merc. I miss Merc. I really liked Merc. And so the relationship of runner and tracker is... Tracker is, like, the comms guy. He keeps track of the cops, like, tells you what your route is, all that, what your job is gonna be.
He's and the runner oracle. Does it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in this, it's Noah instead of Merc.
Maybe Noah earns his title Merc at the end of the game, or something. Or someone, like, in, like, a Christopher Nolan fashion goes, man, you're like some sort of Nerk. Or
Faith just says, Merc. You should go by your full name. Mercury.
Mercury. Fuckers. I don't know. I think any of these changes, most of these changes, if not all of them, aren't a big deal because Mirror's Edge, the game by itself, the first game, none of that shit mattered. No, like 90% of people who have played that game don't know any of this.
Yeah, and that's probably why they bring Rihanna Pratchett back.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's just, I like the backstory of the first one better. I like that setup of not both of her parents dying and... Like, just, and running away on her own, like, making that decision herself instead of, like, getting, like, swooped up into this thing. But I like that backstory a little better.
Yeah, I think that there's something interesting about you lose, like, this government, this environment took away everything from you, and you've just been trying to survive, and you're the product of that, mm-hmm. and I don't know. I think that makes her someone that, like, that forms her into the right person to catalyze change, whatever. But Yeah, and I actually think that's an interesting idea of, like, having her kill someone and then go, oh my god, and never... That's why you don't use guns.
She clearly has no problem killing people, though, because she kicked people the guy out of the buildings.
He'll be fine. Yeah. It's like Uncharted.
Yeah. Just lands in water and he's good.
Yeah, exactly. He kicked the guy in, or she kicked the guy into the fountain.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to have, like, a rundown moment at the end of this game where Faith just gets all the guns and just starts shooting everyone?
Yes.
Just goes straight bullet time.
Yeah. No, the combat, though, looks satisfying.
So much better.
So much better.
And so the way the combat is worked, like, the way they've, like, explained it is... There's two buttons for hitting. There's one that keeps your momentum going, so you bounce off of them, and then there's one that transfers your momentum into them, so you, like, kick them away.
It stops you, but... Yeah. Yeah.
And they show both of that in this new trailer, where there's, like, one kick where she just goes, like, flying to the right, and then there's another one where she, like, bounces off of him and keeps running off and, like, vaults off new ledges.
Right.
And that's... I was a big fan of, like, them just showing that. Just, like, the different options. And they also show, like, the third person execute in the beginning, where she does, like, a little backflip.
And it looks like there's an attack that naturally flows out of any of her moves.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, she's, like, wall running, and then she turns the wall run into a, like, horizontal kick. That was really cool. So hopefully that's how that works. Like, no matter what you're doing, if you hit one of the attack buttons, it flows into it.
Yeah. And that's, like, their big... point, or like their big, like, selling point of this is they're really pushing forward that this, it is about keeping flow together. It kind of, I guess it can be compared to the Arkham combat that way of it's easy to do, harder to keep it going
and to do it perfectly.
Yeah. And because doing it perfectly is what makes you invulnerable to bullets. And they also show that in this of when Faith is just kind of like running straight, she gets hurt, she gets like shot.
Yeah.
And then after she starts like flying off of walls and kicking people and keeping her movement going, she doesn't get hit again.
That's really clever. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
So, going down my little envelope notes here that we took. So what else we see? We see, like, little white, or not white, yellow, like, blip markers. And I didn't...
Where?
All over, like, the original path. Like, in the first...
Really?
The first, like, half, there's, like, little, like, yellow orb.
Is that the...
floating.
Oh, yeah.
And... Okay. I'm guessing that's mission markers.
Probably, yeah, because it's open world.
Yeah,
or they could be challenges like racing.
Yeah. Some objective.
Yeah.
Marker, or it could be like a go here because they were like all on like the path that kind of led, or but
right.
They've said that what Runner's vision is in this game is like an eye implant that she gets, and it didn't look like she had that yet.
Well, I mean, would you? See it?
Nothing turned red.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably still in the menu or something. You turn it on or off.
Maybe, I don't know. They haven't detailed that. But, like,
I don't think you actually, like, see
it. You don't see it, no. It's like a contact lens.
Okay.
What else we got? I wrote, I miss Merc. Because, like, after I saw this, I was like, I don't really know why they changed all the voice actors. I guess it's just like they want.
I think they wanted just
entirely
a fresh,
clean,
completely
and
fresh.
I just really like Faith's old voice actor. She was just like so good at being cold. Like Faith just like didn't take any nonsense and like just straight no nonsense, no like I don't know.
No Faith.
Yeah. Faith no more.
Yeah.
I guess like the like. Character terms like Ice Queen, that kind of, and but like she had like a range where like there was times that she was more friendly and then times that she was just like, man, fuck the world. Fuck you. And I really like that. And the new voice actress is Faye Kingsley. She's Australian, that's why I think it's she says
weird.
Employee instead of employee,
huh?
But yeah, I think she's fine. I had to, like, ask people, like, what did you think of the new voices? Because, like, just hearing Faith's voice be like that, my, like, stomach turned. It felt so uncomfortable at first.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't, like, I assumed it was the same voice.
Yeah, it ain't.
No, I know, but I hear, I'm like, oh, yeah. I didn't think any thing was wrong or off about it.
Yeah. And it's like the same thing with Noah, like Noah's voice talking to you instead of Merc. But that's just, I feel like that's just a problem people like me are going to have.
I mean, look at it as... Remember Infamous 2's reveal where Cole had a new voice and a new look? Except that's like way more extreme because Faith actually could still look like that, you know, from the original game. But
she didn't get Nathan Drake.
Yeah. But like, personally, I thought that the Cole redesign looked better than the original Cole. But people that loved the first game were outraged, right? So, I mean, this is more mild, of course, so I get it. Yeah.
Like, I don't think anyone's mad at the Faith redesign. I'm not mad at the voice change. It's just, like, it's bizarre. It's, like, it's just, it's, I expect something, and then it's not that. And it's just getting over that hump. That's why I had to, like, ask other people what they thought of the voice acting.
And yeah.
Because
I think the big thing that makes it difficult for fans is they need to, like, just say it's a reboot. Say like, but
they did. They've said it's this is a new.
Yeah.
They've said they've like made that clear.
I think in interviews they've made it clear. I don't know. Maybe it's just that she looks so much like Faith from the first game that it's
They're taking what they liked from the first game and starting over.
But I feel like if. Let's say we're in a universe where David Hayter didn't get recast as Kiefer Sutherland. Mm-hmm. And then Kojima leaves Konami, and they're going to reboot Metal Gear, I would be okay with them recasting. Like, it wouldn't... Even though, like, that's crazy. Like, David Hayter is the voice, you know? But if they made it clear that they're rebooting, this is something different, then I think I would be cool with that. So, like, I feel like since Catalyst is... Yes, they've said it's a reboot, but it doesn't feel like one. That's where it's kind of awkward... I don't know.
Yeah. It's like, of things I expected them to change, these were not it. Like, I didn't expect them to change this. Like, they changed the setting, they changed the time period, they changed, like, exactly, like, what is happening in the environment around Faith, but I just didn't expect them to change, like, the character relation within it. Because, like, I didn't have a problem with that. No one really complained about that bit of the game.
I think that you... Unlike most people, immersed yourself as much as humanly possible in the first game.
I worked real hard.
To where these things mattered to you. But, like, I think the reason that you went that extra mile is because the game looked great and played cool and it was a great idea. So I think all of that is still being represented. Like, it's still awesome first-person platforming.
And like I said, I don't think this is... bad.
Yeah.
It's just when I first heard it, like it's this is strange.
Yeah.
It's like uncanny.
I
think is the word. And next on the list, they did a nice little match cut that I like that I did in my video.
With the roll forward.
Yeah.
We've seen that twice now.
Yeah. Oh my god! It's almost like they saw my video.
I know.
I invented that.
Well, who did? It was just a random person that put your video on Reddit, or was it a Mirror's Edge person?
I don't know. It was just some.
All right.
I should tweet it at Sarah Jansen though. Maybe she'd reply.
Here, I'll add the thing.
Here you go.
I noticed that when she jumped at the vertical pole on the building. She climbed up it real quick.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes.
That was...
There's a lot of things in the first game that... It makes sense that, like, that shit's hard to do. It would slow you down. But in a game that's about keeping your momentum, it sucks when you, like, jump and grab something and then you stop in your tracks completely and then wait for it.
They had that in the E3 trailer from 2014. Her, like, scurrying up a pole real quick.
Yeah.
And that reminds me of... remember... Like, the Splinter Cell reboot, not Blacklist, Conviction?
Conviction, yeah.
Where they had mocap for everything Sam Fisher did, except for his, like shelf shimmy.
Okay.
Because no one could move that fast. No one could move as fast as they wanted him to,
really?
So they did that one by hand. And this reminded me of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's a good change.
Yeah.
Since everything in this is about keeping your speed. Like, slowing down in the first game didn't feel good.
No.
It was...
And there's many obstacles that just stopped you.
Yeah. You know? Like the pipes.
Yeah.
And doing this makes it a lot better. And now there's like pipes on corners that you can grab and swing around, and they show that in this trailer again as well, and that looks really cool too.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, like if you're a listener and you don't understand or don't get why Mirror's Edge is like gameplay is kind of awesome or whatever, is that like all the things that you do in Assassin's Creed by just holding R1 and pressing forward, like that's not satisfying because you're
watching it.
You're watching it, yeah. And Mirror's Edge and games like that are games where you have to take action and you get the reward of keeping going. That's some bad English.
Momentum.
Momentum, yeah. Like, it's satisfying to pull off these maneuvers and know what to press and when. So
there's a comic, like, arguing for why Assassin's Creed is good compared to Mirror's Edge, and it's like a button comparison of like running up a wall and flipping around and jumping. And it's just Assassin's Creed, hold right trigger and do it, and then Mirror's Edge has like all these different button combinations to do it. And it's like, yeah, but it's better that way.
Yeah, like it feels better. You're making that decision. I don't know. Like, it's so unsatisfying.
Assassin's Creed is bad.
it's a different. You know what's funny is that all these massively successful yearly created franchises, they have this exterior of mature, like, and that's like the audience that plays them thinks that they're playing something for adults and it's awesome and complex and all this stuff, but like Call of Duty and Assassin's Creed, but what's really going on underneath the surface is it's gameplay stripped to its bare bonesiest, mm-hmm. where like anybody can play this. It's very simple. Like the tracing on Call of Duty is unreal. The second you look down your sights, it snaps onto your thing. You just press L2 and pull R2 and you'll kill it, you know? I think there's a higher barrier to entry for games like Mirror's Edge. It's more difficult, but it's also more satisfying. It's for a different audience.
Yeah. And another thing from this trailer that I really like. So the new bad guy is Gabriel Kruger. There's no... In the first game, there
named
was...
after you.
Yeah, I know. They know.
Yeah.
Everything about this is speaking to me. they didn't... There wasn't, like, a big bad in the first game. It was, like, a mystery until the end, and it's like, surprise, it's Jackknife.
Whoever that is.
He had a tattoo on his face, and he and Faith used to date and stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But in this game, they got Gabriel Kruger, and that's, like, Kruger was a security company in the first game. I guess they're just carrying the name over.
That's cool. I like
that. So they're doing that a lot, actually, just like taking the name of something and just applying it to... There's a character named Icarus in this. Icarus was the program by Kruger that was like enlisting people to like combat the runners. So
cool.
They're just like transferring that over.
Yeah.
But Kruger has two cronies. I can't make that sound like Kruger. Cronies. He's two women at his side, and one of them can beat the shit out of people, apparently, and the other one he tells to go sound an alarm. So, from that, I take it that he's got, like, this, like, little posse of people. I imagine the one that went to sound the alarm is, like, the brain, so she's there for some reason. So I imagine she's the brains of it, and then the other one's the brawn.
Muscle?
Yeah, the muscle behind it. And I was like, that's so fucking cool.
I hope the muscle is a boss.
Because there was like a really good idea in the first game of when you fight Celeste. You don't know it's Celeste, but...
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, you can take these moves, and for like brief moments, I really like that fight. Because it's like taking moves that you've used differently, like, and you haven't used them like this, but it doesn't feel good.
No.
Like, most of the time it doesn't feel good. Yeah.
I mean, even if it was, like, environmental puzzle, like, you'd have to, you know, stay out of their gunfire line of sight and then drop shit on them or whatever, you know. Like,
and you have to stay out of their gunfire in, like, the first game. To, like, get up to them to do the awkward fighting. But, like, I hope they have, like, they recraft that, like, hand-to-hand, like, boss fight in this, if they go that route. But it just, she reminded me of the Kill Bill lady, Lucy Liu's, like, little
Oren Ishii?
Not Oren Ishii,
Go-Go.
Go-Go, yeah. And I really like Go-Go. I thought Go-Go was cool. Fucking cool. I was like, if she can be anything like Go-Go's relationship to Lucy Liu or an Ishii.
She could be more like a Maggie Q's character in Die Hard, Live Free or Die Hard.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, it can be anything like that. Like, I think that's like a cool position.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm interested in Krieger. Also, that whole the thing of, oh my god, he looks exactly like the new CEO of EA. Which they like mentioned at E3. They're like, yeah, when we made that character, he wasn't the CEO. We didn't know this guy at the time. It was just,
he looks like sharply dressed white guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like a the guy from 50 Shades of Grey. I want to say that, like, from what I saw, and I'm sure you've studied this way more than I have, but the new trailer definitely hints at, like, a large variety of routes you can take in you know, getting to your destination. I think, like, when she was indoors, I was trying to, like, look at everything and see if, like, does that look like a shape that you could usually mm-hmm. leap off of or climb or whatever. I actually really like that the things that you're climbing aren't super obvious now, like, in that gameplay. Like,
yeah, I did not expect, when I first saw it, I did not expect her to climb up that, like, green shelving.
Yeah,
like, using
yeah.
those as handholds, and then she, like, holds onto a pipe, like, hanging
directly
down from
above.
That's not in the first game.
No.
I'm like, oh, that's cool.
That's really cool. Yeah. Like, I hope that they design every environment with just lots of different routes and options, and you can get really creative with it.
Yeah.
And since, like I said, I mentioned when we were watching it, like, you can leap at shit diagonally now and she'll still grab it. Mm-hmm. Like, hopefully you can tie different handholds together that maybe they didn't even intend. Yeah. So, that's cool.
But you mentioned, like, jumping diagonally. So they showed that you can vault off of just single, like, railings now. So that was in the E3 2014
trailer. What do you mean by vault, though?
So in the first game, you would need, like, two steps, and it would be, like, a canned animation, and it'd be, like, a little, like, box in front of a railing or in front of a bigger box.
Uh-huh.
And you'd run up to that, hit space bar, and instead of just a standard jump, you climb up that, and then
get
a real,
high
yeah, really high
okay,
jump. And now you can do that off of just any like, railing, any single surface.
Oh, so that's what she was doing when she was knocking guys out by jumping super high up and then
punching them. Does that a few times,
right.
too. So they showed that off, too, working well. And, yeah, that's a nice change. That just opens up a lot of different, like, ways to move around.
It makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something I didn't touch on that we, like, kind of moved ahead of. So she walks by those, like, two cops harassing that employee of whatever, I guess maybe it's Elysium, in, like, the beginning, and she, like, talks about it to Noah. And I really hope there's a lot of citizen interaction in this game, because there's none of that in the first game. Really. You see people, like, walking on, like, a bridge at one point, and then they all run away before you get there, like, even close.
Right.
And if you aren't really looking for it, they're not going to be there at all. And I just want to see more people in this. Like, that was, Austin Walker had an article about this on, like, open world games in general. He's talking about Arkham Knight, of it doesn't feel like a city.
No.
There's no one.
No.
Like, it doesn't feel like a city in danger. It feels like
an empty
vast,
shell.
Empty, like, vacancy.
Yeah. Everything on the street is a villain.
Yeah.
Or, you know, yeah. It would be cool to stumble upon citizens that are talking about things, you know, about their life there, or going through their life there. Actually, the trailer from E3, I hadn't seen it since E3, and I really love the idea of seeing what prisons are like there, and what the way that the voice over the loudspeaker was talking about, like, you know, a happy worker is a safe worker, or something. It's like,
that sounds like Konami.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, that gives you so much more context in the world they're in, you know. Like, the first game totally failed at showing. You know? It was all just kind of, your environment was very sterile, and you take what you can from there, but...
Yeah. Something I'm wondering, so I want more, like, these seeing citizen interactions, but something that is in the first game, but not really touched upon beyond that graffiti that says, "Where is November?" in November after the riots that, like, ended everything where Kay's mom died.
The anti-catalyst.
Yes. They became an organization that funded the runners, but then went away. So, like, they were providing, like, shelter and, like, all sorts of provisions for runners, but they went away. That's why it says, where is November?
Okay.
And now November is in the new game, I think I heard.
I mean, didn't you say that the new storyline is her parents died in the November riots?
Yeah.
Okay. But you're just saying that the funding...
November. Yeah, now okay. November is an organization. Now it's called Black November, I think. That's what it is. They haven't... I got this information from Oven Donkey's a speedrunner from Mirza. She was at E3, and he like had a video of his impressions.
Okay.
And they changed it to Black November. I don't know what anything beyond that. But I just hope there's a lot of environmental storytelling of like that citizen bit of like seeing that and that Where's November bit from the first game. That was like the biggest environmental storytelling moment that they had, and I'd want a lot of that.
Yeah.
As like my dream of Mirror's Edge 2 was it's just missions. It's just running missions. Hmm. And some of them you will learn about, some of them you won't, and then like just going around, like hopping around the environment. Like, you can see different, like, what life is like in this area, what life is like in that area. Faith can, like, have a monologue like she does when she looks at the Where's November graffiti.
I think you're gonna get, like, some of that. Like, I think they're gonna justify the speed runs or the races or whatever as this is just a running.
Yeah, like, it'll be, like, practice or, like, a delivery thing, right. Or something like that.
Yeah. And then there's going to be story missions.
Yeah, it doesn't look like that's what, like, my dream game would never happen because it's not, it doesn't have, like, a typical narrative, like, arc. It's just kind of...
So you're thinking more like a conceptual, like, you either pick up the story that you can while you're playing,
yeah,
or
I guess
you
like
don't.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that just won't happen.
No. Not for a couple $100 million investment. Yeah.
But not in the trailer, in the art that they released, I think the day or two before it, is Faith like flying through the air. Everything's blurred around her, and you can see a little line going from her arm piece, and she's holding on to it. Hmm. And there's a train track next to her, that like sky train. I think that like people are like, oh, it's grappling hook. So pumped for grappling hook. This is the one game I don't want a grappling hook.
Yeah, no, that would break it.
I think that's like a repelling device. Because there has to be some way to get from the top of a building to the bottom of it quickly.
Oh.
And latching onto the train, that's going to be a way to get around real quick.
Yeah, if you have to get to the other side of the city.
Yeah. And in the trailer, you can if you like watch, you can see the train track when she's like approaching the building. It goes by, like, it's pretty frequent how often something goes by. So I imagine that is like the fast travel system of the game.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, a grappling hook would be disastrous.
Yeah.
Why, like, would you climb or run?
Like, maybe you could use this thing to, like, go across, like, a long wall, like, a, I don't know, like an Uncharted vine swing, maybe, but...
Yeah, or maybe,
Because they've said you're gonna have gadgets in this game.
Yeah.
And then this is, like, the clear one that's on her wrist.
I mean, if you have, like, a very high elevation and there's nothing to climb up, I guess throwing a grappling hook up
just,
and then
like,
climbing...
Walking. Yeah.
That makes sense, but... Yeah, it needs to be limited.
Yeah.
One thing that got me interested is the opportunity for stealth in Catalyst. Mm-hmm. Like, she saw... Were those civilians talking? Those were just guards,
Those are
right?
guards. Like, policemen are security. Like, the big thing in this game is the police kind of, like, blending with security firms. That's what happens in these riots. Everything's a peaceful protest in Catalyst until... there's not enough police to like police and make sure nothing goes wrong, so they start getting some like private security firms to help out, and then that's when the riot explodes. It says that they don't know who started it, but so it's like the blending of police and security firms and how that can lead to totalitarian society.
Doesn't that totalitarian sounds awesome. Total.
Don't talk shit about total.
Totally. But it's not awesome. Let me make that clear.
Yeah. Javi does not support totalitarian systems.
But, okay, so she snuck past those two security guys, and then also when she was climbing the thing and she grabbed
She sneaks onto the two scientist-looking guys.
Yeah, I hope that there's situations where, you're better off if you never
avoid entirely.
Get seen. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but, I imagine there will be scenarios that present that.
Where you have the option to either run your way out and knock people out or sneak your way
out. Or you can not be caught at all.
Right. But yeah, I mean, that's all I have to talk about Mirror's
Edge. Yeah, I made it through my list.
All right. Listeners, what did you think about Mirror's Edge Catalyst? Let us know. I am at Hobbyously on...
With zero.
Oh yeah, Hobbyzeriously. You can find me on the site. Gabe is RabbitWombat9. And until next time,
we're going to go watch Mission Impossible.
That's right. And we'll be talking about Rogue Nation later in the week.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
All right. See
you guys next time.